I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on at Northern Michigan University in Marquette as part of our Wildcat Wednesday series. Today on the show is Steve Vandenhoven. He's Vice President for Extended Learning and Community Engagement at NMU. And we talked about Northern Michigan University's wireless technology initiative known as the Educational Access Network. Here's more with Steve Vandenhoven.
It really has gone to a new level. We had a system called WiMAX that we are using for our current students on campus that allowed them to engage with the university in their education wirelessly when they weren't on campus. And we basically have expanded that. And the idea is to light up the entire UP so that our current on-campus students could access their education no matter where they are. We've then expanded not only the capabilities of the wireless system. It's a stronger, it's an LTE system, it's a high-speed system, and it will be throughout the UP, but we're expanding it the populations that we want to use it. So it's primarily built for our on-campus students, but we have a whole online population. We have online programs at Northern that are growing, and we want folks who are taking an online program to be able to engage with that no matter where they are.
You know, that actually ties into something that that has changed the scope of not just higher education in general, but really for colleges and universities, online is a major component of that now.
Oh, absolutely. It's an access issue, Walt. I mean, especially in a geographic location like Marquette, we can't expect that every student who has an interest in an NMU education can come to campus and take courses, you know, between 9 and 5. And so this is really a way for us to reach out to populations that we haven't been able to reach before.
What are some of the things that are key components of this? Is it a distribution of I guess, hardwired network technology? What are you doing to make this access increase?
Well, it's built off some hardwired technology through the Merit Network that has existing fiber, you know, strands throughout the UP, but then it's basically using wireless technology on towers to go from that to locations where people simply don't have it right now.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean for someone that's interested in maybe getting involved online at Northern, and let's say they live in, I don't know, just pick a place like Curtis or something like that, you know, far from the campus, still in the UP, but what will it mean for them?
I mean, how do they find out about our program?
Right. How do they get involved, and how will they be able to get online through this system?
Yeah, well, maybe if I explain the kind of the second population that this applies to, or I guess the third population. Mm-hmm. So the first is our current students, our current on-campus students. The second is our online students. And then the third is a new population we want to reach out to for personal and professional development. So even if someone doesn't want to come to the university for an online degree, right, but they want to take some personal or professional development courses in how to use Excel or customer service training or any, we have a series of courses that students can take that residents of the UP can take and beyond. And they basically, it's a subscription model. So they basically pay a subscription to belong to this online learning community. And then if they need access to the network because they don't currently have it, they can pay an additional monthly fee to get access to the network. So that's the third group of students, or students who want to engage with the university for personal and professional development opportunities.
It is a Wildcat Wednesday. We continue in the studio with Steve Vandenhoven. He is the Vice President for Extended Learning and Community Engagement at NMU. And we're talking about wireless technology initiatives and the increase of Northern putting more wireless network access out there across the Upper Peninsula. And Steve, one of the other populations that this really ties into is directly for a lot of folks right now. Their kids are off to school, K through 12. Northern's in there as well. Tell me about that.
Yes. So, you know, like I said, the first population is our own current students. The second is our online students. The third is people interested in personal and professional development. And the final, last but not least, is the K-12 community. So any family with a child in a K-12 district of one of our partners can access the wireless network. And we're calling the wireless network the Educational Access Network at Northern. They can access the network, and there will be, you know, fees associated with these. And they go through their local school district and to get access to the network. And That access is filtered. Since it goes through the high schools, there are certain filters that have to be put on the system so that kids can only go to certain places.
Yeah, we recently spoke with Superintendent of the Marquette Area Public Schools, Bill Saunders, here in the studios, and he was talking about this, that they have certain parameters that they have to follow, but that is in place with those filters, and it gives another learning access tool for the student.
Absolutely. I mean, students need access to the internet, you know, whether they're, you know, kindergarten, first grade students, or whether they're college students, they need access to the internet, both to, you know, to reach the institution that they're learning from, but to, then just to go out and do research on the web. So we want to be able to provide that access to folks in rural communities and beyond who need it and don't currently have it.
One of the things that I see here is that there is, I'm sure, a well-marketed push to the students that are on campus, and the online population knows about it. But if someone is listening this morning and they are either in that professional development category, or parents want to find out more about this system for their kids in K-12, what is a good way to find out more information about this system and getting involved with it?
Sure. If you just go to our website at nmu.edu/EAN. And the EAN stands for Educational Access Network. So nmu.edu/EAN, it describes all the programs that we have and the coursework that we have, as well as the actual network and the specifics of how to sign up.
Again, for those that want to find out more, the website is
www.nmu.edu/EAN.
That's the comments of Steve Vandenhoven, Vice President for Extended Learning and Community Engagement at Northern Michigan University. For Wildcat Wednesdays, I'm Walt Lindelaw.